Okay, great. Okay. Yes. Okay. Hey, Adrian, again. So I'm really happy to be here with you again. This time
Hello,
not
Philip.
via V, but online. So something different for
Yeah,
us.
this is a great connection actually, and I'm quite happy because like it connects the Black Forest where I'm living with Freiburg, so to speak, the epicenter, the intellectual center of the Black Forest. So it's a cool dialogue between the periphery and the center, I think. So I'm looking forward to our discussion today.
Yes, I think there are some. I think we are a culture which is really center-based, and so I really like to get more vibes from the periphery. And I think you have some really nice experience to share. What's going on at the edge
The little
of
periphery.
consciousness development and your experience with that. I think maybe you like to share.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I would call it the edge, but as I've shared with you, I conducted like a conscious development training for young people, like using a value system model that I combined with very playfulness with certain elements from team training, so young people can get an intuitive sense of it. I mean, not just young people, some of that stuff I have been working with also for the foreign ministry. But this time I had a whole week with seven young people in the Black Forest, in the, so to speak, the forest space, like our co-working space here, close or almost in the Black Forest. And for me, there was a big learning curve in it, because I realized after a few days how my personal feelings and some of my anxiety, or also my question, if that's it, if it's going well, how my personal state basically reflected the outer movement through certain levels and certain aspects of consciousness, and how once we started to shift into more pluralistic, into more green, into more awareness and consciousness-based value systems, how the depth immediately also shifted in my individual space, and how I felt like, wow, you're becoming alive. You actually have to be aware when working with a group what moved from the group through you, because you're a vessel basically. So process facilitation in some way has a lot to do with witnessing, and I think that's our topic. So it's in that sense also social witnessing, even if we were not so global this time, but more local. And it was also the first time like conducting and facilitating these trainings where I realized that I have a felt sense of what you could call more of a metamodern or integral consciousness. And I'm not just having a felt sense for me individually, but I can also transmit it. Like there's a certain transmission taking the group into the field. Might have been also some of the raw chocolate beans that I was eating, so there was a certain high involved in it. But overall, I mean, using a little bit of superfood, I think is permitted here. And it struck me to realize that, you know, like this decisive moment of the 68 generation of pioneering more, I would say, pluralistic values, you know, like equality, human rights, the green movement, how this young generation, like they were between 18 and 25, how easily they could take on like quite complex stuff and models of development, and how they really intuitively grasped it, you know. I mean, there were one lady from Madagascar who is doing here like her civil service, and another one from Georgia. And even if they had limited capacities speaking German, like we had certain games involved and creative work, that they really grasp what it's about. And I realized like that's really the task of the next generation. You know, we were talking about the climate protests last time and the anger. And And it really resonated that, you know, like these young people, especially those young adults, like their task, their challenge is to pioneer a metamodern consciousness, like an integral consciousness. And it was quite a moment to articulate that clearly and pass that on to them in that workshop. Even small and on the periphery, I think we did some good work in the last week. And personally, I would really enjoy today with you to define a bit more what we understand around global social witnessing. Like, what is social witnessing? What is global social witnessing? How can we practice it? Why are we doing this dialogue format? Those are the questions that I have been engaged with since the last time we talked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sounds really good to me. I really can resonate with this. And I think just let's dive into this question. And I think from your recent experience with working with this group of young people, which all have, as I heard, a different cultural background, coming from far away and have really different cultural immersions, how did you perceive this shift of perspective change, as you said, to some other kind of also group consciousness? How would you describe this? How did you feel it? How did you sense it?
That's a good question, Philip. And like the first thing that comes to my mind is really awareness. Like, I realized how, to some extent, in the beginning of the week, I wasn't as much aware of the aspect of being a vessel. Like, usually when we teach, when we lead groups, there's a lot of, or at least for myself, I still want to provide information. I still want to give a good teaching. I want to provide content, basically. And I'm quite familiar with the content by now. I have done it. I have trained that. And I think that's an important part. But then at the same time, I realized how, like, particularly when working with conscious development or with conscious evolution, that it's not so much to talk about it, it's much more, can I embody it? So my felt sense, my sense making really kicked in once I realized your vital part of, like, almost like an instrument where the group that you lead and that you have a responsibility for in facilitating, that a lot of what they feel or a lot of those questions that arise in the social body for them is something that you have a direct access to, and which is not your individual stuff. So, you know, like, there's a certain differentiation process happening where a generative social field almost is created, where you can tap in and where you can become a witness rather than analyzing it or taking it personal. And I think particularly when it comes to global events, we usually tend, I think, to get sucked into them. We usually tend to get drawn into the drama of politics, drawn into the drama of news. And it's intensifying because we have those strong technological means. But it almost levels the playing field, not just technically, but also from a level of consciousness. And for me, the moment was very subtle. I just realized, wow, I was sitting outside and I realized, wow, we're shifting from a modernistic consciousness now into a certain depth, into a pluralistic consciousness. Preparing for a vision quest, like a walk in nature, alone, just with some light. And that moment of awareness, that moment of witnessing myself in connection to the group and witnessing the group arising in myself, that's how I would describe it, actually. And it's something very delicate, like, because we're entering a field like, what is mine and what is a collective sense that I'm feeling, like where I can tap in. And I think that's a capacity that we haven't well trained yet, so to speak. So even if we're looking just at news on a global level, we take on a lot of the trauma, I think, and then we reproduce it. I mean,
so let me come back to your experience. What I find really interesting is that in some sense you say it happened to you with the group, and on the other time you also said you kind of did it. So it's like simultaneously, it's synchronicity of your doing and you perceiving the group and you're being there in the moment. And so you said you felt the embodiment of this kind of consciousness state you wanted to teach, not just intellectually to the group, but also like in a kind of personal realization. So I think this is a really interesting point also on the global sphere. Like, so where did you start? Like your personal intention, where did you feel it? What did you change? Did you change some kind of, just I give you some random examples here. Did you change your words? Did you change your body language? Did you change something else? So where did you actually start with this shift, like bodily?
I really like your perception and your clarity here, because it's true. Like there's a lot of things that I have been doing in the workshop, especially the first 3 days. So, you know, facilitating, giving certain exercises, talking, explaining. And, you know, like speaking to you, I realized like it basically started when I noticed certain, I would say like more just basic feelings, you know, like I was observing myself. I did some meditation in the breaks and I realized you're not quite happy. You're not quite content. There's something you cannot articulate. Like it was basically a certain emotions that I felt like, what is it that makes you uncomfortable? And usually I think, I mean, personally myself, and I think also as a culture, we are very easy in going over it or suppressing those kind of things. But I chose to stay with awareness and witness it. And that was the shift. I would say, even if it, you know, like there's no real magic in it, yet staying with the feeling, staying with what is, enabled me in a certain moment, even without having asked the question, to get a very important insight and answer around this, what you felt is part of the modernistic consciousness. This is a collective phenomena. Like I realized what I'm personally in myself feeling around needing to get the workshop better, needing to put more information out there, being more professional, like realizing this is the modernistic worldview that you embody. And that's also what a lot of the people now in the crew probably feel. And in that moment, because of course, from our process design, we shifted into like more meta-modern values, like we were shifting then back into like, or not back, but forward into a deeper sense, like what I would call green values or more egalitarian values or consciousness. And it suddenly was there. I just never had the realization so clearly in the group process. And it's an emergent process then. So maybe, and that's a question, maybe it needed to be like that in order to be fully authentic. You know, like there was less that I was doing and there was more that I was allowing. Yet it needed a certain attention, I would call it, attention and awareness to witness and then to realize now there's an opening. And also not to run away from it, not to kind of like shy out about something is not quite working, you know, like to have that feeling, to accept it, to witness it. I mean, I think global social witnessing doesn't mean that we just, you know, meditate and are happy. Like, we confront ourselves with very strong energy in the world. Yet we try to ride those waves and not to get sucked under the waters. And in a small scale, that's how it felt in that moment of shift.
Mm-hmm. So when I try to extract something from your experience on a larger scale, because now we have like a specific group, like a social process, a group process, and we are talking about global social witnessing. So we have like a really, we have the possibly biggest human view. We try to hold this view for the human mankind, our planet. And
true.
So you said you're staying with your being uncomfortable. You put the attention of being uneasy with certain feelings, with certain situations, with expectations from the group, from yourself, and you basically hold them. And I wonder, do you think there is something from your experience which we can maybe transfer on a global scale? Is there something what we can learn? Like, we all can learn something from your experience that is maybe valuable in the bigger game.
Yep. I mean, personally, I think it starts that there's like we often, I think, especially when we engage in certain science that deal with the global, like international relations or sociology or global studies, like quite often or even economics, you know, like quite often we get into very abstract fields, and to some extent that's probably important. It has its value. And then on the other hand, we lose the fluidity, I would say, that we have between the individual, like the group, the institution, and the global. I mean, some movements, they literally start with one person. Even if we're living in a quiet networked world today, you never know what goes viral. Like one of the examples in Germany during the EU election was a YouTube video that basically destroyed the Conservative Party and helped most likely the Green Party to get massive, massive votes win. And I think we have to become more and more aware, because those phenomena, they're not just a good thing. It just means we are so interdependent and more connected that in both directions, like regressive tendencies, but also progressive tendencies, can be amplified very fast. And not necessarily through information or just information, but the information at the right time with a certain attention or intention. It can happen by accident, but I think we can practice it through a certain ability of witnessing. And then it doesn't matter if I work with a small group of people on the periphery of the Black Forest, or if I, of course, the stakes are higher if I work with a leadership delegation for the foreign ministry. I might have more impact, but overall, we can play those different entry points from the personal and my personal development and my personal practice up to the more abstract levels. And of course, it becomes more complex and there is a question of power moving in. But I think the fluidity is important of the personal to the global. We don't know who is listening today and where that podcast, almost like a bottle, you know, like these bottles where you put some notes in and throw it into the sea. So we're throwing this into the virtual sea. Somebody picks it up. And of course, ideally, hopefully, and here I guess I'm an idealist, it will land somewhere where it might have an impact. You know, maybe not, but it could be that somebody needs to hear that message right now and is able to change something in his organization that has a ripple effect. So, you know, the basic idea of chaos theory, where a butterfly creates an arcane or an arcano. So again, that's still quite abstract, but the main point I want to make is global social witnessing as a practice helps us to, I think, also to combat the strong tendency of nihilism in a time where things are moving fast and where we feel like we don't make a difference. And I think this feeling will also intensify with the movement forward of technology, artificial intelligence. So we need to combat, I think we need to combat that still that dominant culture, I think, in many progressives as well, of a certain nihilistic approach where I don't make a difference. It's too complex. There are systems. And yes, that's true. And at the same time, let's become aware. So if there is a moment and an opening, the one shot, you don't miss it. Or you don't even need to notice it, but be present so the message is put forward. I think it's also, there's also a lot of grace. It's not something that we can do. It's much more of preparing and sensing and being present. I really like the term presencing here, of course, from Otto Scharmer. And that's a capacity that you can practice individually, in teams, in institutions, but also as global movements.
Yeah, thank you very much, Adrian. I think this is our point, which what we want to deliver with this podcast. As you said, it's a kind of random project. We don't know where our journey is going and like where this process is going, and we don't know what kind of smaller or bigger impacts we might create, but this is it. And I think this is what our basic intention is with this podcast, to look where we stay and to move on from this point. Looking at the time, I would say we finish for today. If you have any final words, please share them.
Yeah, thank you very much, Philip, for starting this dialogue. And I think it's a great experiment, and it always starts with, you know, with two people. And I just want to really acknowledge for the people that are listening, feel free to post, to connect and share your thoughts. And we are looking forward to the next episode, I think.
Yes, please share, comment, subscribe. Yeah, and support in any way is really welcomed. Feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
All the best, Philip.
Bye-bye.